Good day to all our listeners. This is Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online, presenting the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, Monday, January 13th, 2025. Starting off with the complexity of retirement income products. A call for enhanced collaboration has been issued. The reason being, the variability in product outcomes is simply too great to be solved with default options. High fees associated with intra-fund advice have also raised concerns. Professionals in the industry like Ian Fryer from Chant West and Matt Olson of Morningstar Australasia urge the necessity of personalized advisor recommendations. Technological advancements have been highlighted as an evolution driver in advice processes, according to David Bell of the Kinexus Institute. Licensees are encouraged to aid in understanding these products in order to better serve retirees. Parallel to that, financial advisors face significant challenges this year due to evolving market dynamics, legislative reforms, and advancements in technology. Finance experts emphasize that strategic planning, along with robust client communication, is vitally important to navigate this complex financial environment. The booming of bullish equity trends and interest in cryptocurrencies have heightened client expectations for high returns. However, this may not align with the actual market conditions. Industry practitioners like Terry Vogiatsis from Omura Wealth and Ravi Mulchandani of Radiance Wealth have expressed their views on this issue and stressed on the need for industry restructure, perhaps even leading to mergers. The industry is also undergoing staffing shortages and competitive recruitment, as Brent Kelly from Kelly Wealth Services emphasizes the need for creativity and adaptability in the business. In banking news, Bendigo and Adelaide Bank have drawn both controversy and criticism over the implementation of a $2.50 fee for cash withdrawals at branches. This comes after similar backlash received by the Commonwealth Bank for doing the same. Bendigo claims a net reduction in customer fees, but critics warn that this move could damage their reputation, especially after the increased scrutiny post-Royal Commission. Despite 90% of transactions now being done digitally, banks are still battling customer preference for in-person services. In managing escalating cyber risks, a promising new method caught our attention. It's called catastrophe bonds. As cyber insurance premiums soared to $15 billion last year, the financial sector has turned to this cutting-edge solution to manage those cyber threats that have not been adequately insured. Traditional insurers struggle with predicting cyber losses, hence the uptake of these catastrophe bonds. There's extensive room for growth in the market, as currently only around $800 million is being transferred using cyber bonds. Our time is drawing to a close, but remember, at Financial Services Online, we offer an array of services from insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, ensuring you're well-equipped in this changing landscape of financial services. You can explore more news and information on our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, wishing you a financially savvy day. Stay tuned for more industry updates in the coming days.